الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: وما توفيقي إلا بالله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. الحمد لله، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us, guided us. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a people and loves a group, then one of the things He does is He brings them to the prayer for the sake of the prayer. So if Allah brings us, for example, if He brings me early because it's my job, then I'm not coming early. I'm coming for some other purpose. If Allah brings me early, or I come early to meet Brother Ghassan to talk about masjid matters, then I'm not coming for the sake of Allah. So mashallah, majority of you have come here purely for the sake of Allah, in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is through such pure connection when we come to the masjid, as we know from the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reward is plenty, the reward is plenty. In comparison to the ones that come late, the reward is there, but very much minimized. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those that are sincere, that come on His pathway for the sake of gaining the benefit from the Quran, from the hadith, and from the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why did I mention that from my beginning? Because the topic for today is وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, is about tawfiq. What is tawfiq? You know, some people keep the name tawfiq. There was a guy in class, mashallah, his name was tawfiq. Subhanallah. Wonderful fellow. Some people keep the name tawfiq. But it's more than naming individuals, that name that makes our life successful. Tawfiq, in a nutshell, means living a life in such a way, and Allah accepting our existence in such a way, that every morning when we get up and every action that we take part in, we don't need to scramble. What do I do next? How do I go about? It's all paved out for us. And alhamdulillah, in my short life, I've met teachers that are, it's amazing, it's amazing. People will be debating, how is this person going to have 9 or 10 children and survive? How does he or she, how does that family live in such a simple area, in such a simple, sometimes not even owning a car, but yet the person's life is way ahead. Children are becoming educated, not just in deen, but also the sciences. They are making it places and they are moving ahead. How is it they are doing it? وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Because of the thing, of the aspect of tawfiq, where they have given themselves to Allah by saying, upon Allah is my reliance. My job is to do what Allah wishes for me to do. What does Allah expect me to do? If I'm a father, Allah expects me to be a good husband. If I'm a mother, Allah expects me to be a good wife. If I'm a child, Allah expects me to be a good, obedient, loving child to my parents. This is what Allah teaches us. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be great to your parents. Be loving to your parents. What's wrong, we don't follow. But there is more right than wrong. So what we do, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. We are listening to the wrong things. We are asking the wrong questions. And we are making ourselves into radicals. We are making ourselves into radicals. And that is what Islam does not like. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim, I want you to pay a lot of attention on the following that we are going to talk about. Ibn al-Qayyim says, there are 6 things that will stop you from gaining the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 6 things that are going to stop you from having a clear mind. There are 6 things that are going to stop you And if you don't follow these six things, you're going to have a restless heart and a restless mind and a confused life. That's what Ibn Jawzi is saying. Great scholar, mashallah. May Allah bless him. And I would like to cover these six things here today. He says, number one, you get so involved in the dunya that you forget the creator of the dunya. You get so caught up in cell phones that you forget the creator of the cell phone. You get so caught up in your everyday life that you forget the one that has created life for you and I. Not only that, mashallah, we have wonderful boys here, and sometimes I use this humor, but there's a seriousness to it. You know, in the Quran, in Ar-Rahman, there's a beautiful ayah. What ayah is repeated over and over in Ar-Rahman? Which means, which of the ni'mah of Allah you're not going to, which of the ni'mah of Allah are you going to reject? Which ni'mah of Allah are you going to reject? Air, are you going to reject that? Water, are you going to reject that? The oceans meeting and the uniqueness, are you going to reject that? Etc., etc. So on Eid day, Eid day, mashallah, a lot of people come. And subhanallah, there are also women. And this guy, he looks at the woman that are dressed up and he goes, فَبِيَيَّ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Now look at the problem with this. He's taking the ayah of the Quran that he's saying reflect, and he's using it the other way. Now this is the liberal version. But there are other people that are listening to aspects of the Quran regarding killing, regarding mushriks, regarding shirk, and they're saying, they're taking out the wrong meaning, and they say, we must go and just blast them. That's not what Allah is saying. So on the liberal side, we are extreme. And on the conservative side, if you call it conservative, we are extreme, right? That's not what we are discussing here today. But the point I'm trying to say here is the following, that when we get caught up in looking at the wrong things, then we end up behaving in a wrongful manner. And we end up hurting our own iman and also the iman of possibly other individuals as well. The scholars give a beautiful example regarding this first one, where we focus on the creation more than the creator. He says, example, let's say you invited someone to your house, right? You invited someone to your house and the person, the door is barely even open and doesn't even knock, and just pushes the door and comes in, takes out the shoes if necessary, doesn't take out the shoe if they forget. Sometimes one shoe is taken out and one shoe is left on, and they run in the area where there is food. And they start just taking out the salad and taking out this and taking out that. And if there isn't enough meat, they say, where's the meat? Okay. They eat and they eat. And not only they eat, everybody is looking at who this person is, but he doesn't care. He says, I'm invited, I'll do whatever I want to do. And after he eats, he starts burping. And after he burps, he just walks out, doesn't even say thank you to the host. What type of guest is this? Would you even want a guest like this in your house in the future? What will be your thoughts regarding this guest? It will not be very positive. And the scholars regarding this point number one says, this is the exact same way we are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come in this world, we make a mess, we pollute. ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس. Allama Qurdubi, Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, many others talk about this ayah. This ayah, guess what? It's in Surah Rum, the Romans. Very powerful message here. The surah's name and this ayah is in the surah. Allama Qurdubi talks about this ayah. He says, what does pollution or corruption on earth mean? Corruption on earth means we will pollute. Look today, the environment, polluted. We will be wicked. Look at the amount of rape. Look at the amount of molestation. Look at the amount of evil that is happening within the family structure. Look at the amount of evil that is happening on a global level in politics. It's wicked. Look at the crimes that are committed in various countries under the name of democracy. It is something we cannot even comprehend and talk about. That is fasad on earth. Fil barri wal bahr. And as far as the ocean is concerned, I don't know if some of you remember, there was a time in which, not too long time ago, all the coastal areas were having an issue. All the starfish were just dying. They were just finding dead starfish. Study what corporations were doing at a similar time. I'm not saying they are linked. Corporations are taking garbage, dumping it in the ocean, putting chemicals over the garbage so the garbage disintegrates. But as it disintegrates, there are parts of it in the water. And what does it do to the water? It pollutes the water. There is so much acidity in the rain. They say that if the acidity continues into the ocean, it will affect and it will kill off a lot of the greenery, the plankton, etc. that is in the waters. Allah is talking about that in the Quran. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ. We cannot even eat. They say people that eat tuna have to reduce the amount of tuna they're going to eat. What's in the tuna? You know very well, some of you are shaking your heads, the young ones. What's in the tuna? Mercury. Mercury, and it's not very healthy for you. Not healthy at all. You can't consume that type of mercury. And this is what they are talking about. So Allah says, all this is going to happen. How? Why? Because you are forgetting Allah and you are focusing on your job. You are focusing on your house only. You are focusing, on things that will come to an end. That's number one. Number two, Ibn al-Qayyim says, you will have a desire for knowledge, but you will not want to follow your knowledge. Allah will give you the information. You want it, you will run for it. You will educate, you will learn. You will talk about it to people, but you won't follow it. And we can go through many examples regarding that. So knowledge becomes something we are in pursuit of because it feels good. My son, mashallah, learned so much hadith. My son, my daughter learned so much Quran. My this and my that. I'm taking this class online and taking that class online. My brother and sister, what are you doing with that class online? And what does Ibn al-Qayyim say? What do they all say? They say something very beautiful. If you have knowledge, understand the value of your knowledge. Otherwise, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. You're like a donkey with books on its back. Quran says that, Allah says that. You put books on a donkey's back, does a donkey become smart? Maybe your donkey, but definitely not mine. It doesn't become smarter, it cannot become smarter. And that's what Ibn al-Qayyim is saying. You have a desire for knowledge, number two. You collect that knowledge, you learn that knowledge, you debate to people about that knowledge, but you can't follow it. And every one of us is caught up in that with YouTube and MyTube and iTube and all those tubes. It's causing an issue in our lives. So we have to reflect upon point number two. While we have a desire for knowledge, we have to also ask Allah, how can that knowledge become a reality in my life? Point number three, hastening towards sin and delaying tawbah. That means someone calls you up and says, last night, it was a great night. Hey, why didn't you invite me over? Why didn't you take me over? Allah protected you from messing up your night. Allah guided you. Allah kept you away from getting those tickets to go to those clubs or whatever it may be. Allah has saved you and you are angry. And the one that has done it, instead of making tawbah, what does the hadith say? The man that has sinned, and every one of us has been part of this, even if you have sinned that night, before the morning comes, if you make tawbah, inshallah, Allah will forgive you. The man who has sinned that night, the woman that has sinned that night, before morning comes, if you make your tawbah, Allah will forgive you. And yet, we are waiting for the next party to come. Rather than making tawbah, when do I get the next invite? When can I go out again? So point number three, we hasten towards sin and we delay tawbah. And wasari'u ila maghfirah. And the Quran says, hasten towards tawbah. Beg Allah for tawbah. So this way, you can gain the mercy of Allah, so you can minimize the amount of wrong that you and I are part of. Number four, Ibn al-Qayyim continues, and all these things are talking about, what's the topic for today? Tawfiq. What's tawfiq? Tawfiq is having the ability to continually be good. That's the topic. And Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, these are the things if you are aware of, you will gain the ability to do good. And if tawfiq comes out, then the ability to do good becomes hard. Fajr salah becomes a drag. It becomes hard. Listening to Quran becomes an entertainment. Did you hear the style? Hey man, he rocks it when he reads like this. But the other guy is not as good. It becomes an entertainment. Did you see that Jummah Salah? So many people came, mashallah. The other masjid, so little come. It's not about little, it's not about lot. It's not about rocking, it's not about unrocking. It's about what? It's about following what Allah is giving us. That's what number four talks about. It says, you want to be around and you are arrogant. Number four, Ibn al-Qayyim Jawzi, go check him out. He says, you are arrogant about the fact that you are around pious people. You're arrogant about the fact that you are and you have access to good things. But when it comes to following those good things, you put it one side. My father is so and so, and his sheikh is so and so, and he hangs around so and so. Wonderful for your father, wonderful for the sheikh. What about you and I? And I've met so many people. You know, the sheikhs I used to meet, oh, we don't see them anymore. What they say, I hear people talking, this is how they talk. What they say, the sheikhs I used to make and meet, they don't make them like that anymore. So why you didn't become like them, brother? Why you didn't become like them, sister? Because of this given thing, where we want to be around them to increase our name. But we don't want to follow that which they are presenting to us. Number five. We go towards the dunya, while the dunya is turning its back away from us. You go for a loan, a haram loan. And you know what they say? The loan is not approved. The loan is not... Consider that a goodness, a sign of good. No, you get upset. You run to the next company. I got to get a loan from there. I met so many business people. And may Allah give them all success. They go to a company. The company says, you know what? We're not going to give this product. Go away from here. They go to the next company. The same thing. They go to the fifth company. They get the product. And the product, they buy it and it doesn't sell. They buy the product, it doesn't sell. Allah gave them four chances. Don't buy this product. It's not going to work out. No, my intellect tells me it's going to work out. They run. The dunya, it says here, they are going towards the dunya. The dunya is saying, just leave me on this aspect. They chase it, they run it. Girls and boys, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, the person is turning you down. Don't go with her. No, now it becomes a challenge. She said, no, I've got to get her. And then when they get the girl or they get the guy, they realize my life got messed up. Allah is trying to guide you. Allah is trying to save you. Allah is trying to honor you. You're running behind something that is not meant for you. You are turning it to make it for you. And then you complain, why is things not turning out my way? That's what number five is saying. You go towards the dunya. The dunya is turning its back away from you. Yet you make it a chase and later you cry. Ibn al-Qayyim says, this is a very bad thing you are doing. And this is going to stop the tawfiq of Allah from coming your way. And we'll end up with number six. To turn our backs towards the hereafter as it is approaching us. Every one of you will agree on one thing. We are one day older than yesterday. We are 1 minute older than the last minute. And nobody over here knows anyone that has lived forever and forever. There is one reality. We are going to die. I think that's something we pretty much all agree with. And Ibn Qayyim is saying, we know that we are going to die. We know that we are going to leave this world. We know that there is going to be somebody, hopefully, inshallah, that will be washing our bodies. We'll be in a vulnerable stage. Imagine how vulnerable you are when you die. People have to rip out your clothes. They have to wash your body. They have to clean the dirt from your body. That in itself, just hearing it becomes a humbling thing. Then they're going to take you and put you in the ground. Not only put you in the ground, they will start throwing soil over you. Imagine, you must have been a man of men, powerful. Whatever you may have been, woman of women, powerful in your right. And today, when you go in the grave, soil has to be thrown over your body. No disrespect. It's a reality. And Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, you know that this is going to happen to you and I. Yet you continue to rebuke this reality and run behind the dunya as if you're going to live forever. My brothers and sisters in Islam, these are beautiful points, inshallah, that we should follow or learn from to gain the tawfiq. Tawfiq, as we said, is the ability to continually do good. And inshallah, if we follow these six things, number one, let's not get involved in the bounties of Allah. And let's be committed to Allah and appreciate His bounties. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ Allah says in the Quran, even though you know this, majority will not be grateful. So number one, let's focus on Allah and not get caught up with the ni'mah that Allah has given us. I'm not saying don't appreciate it, but let's not become over caught up with it. Number two, let's continue to have a desire for knowledge, not just for the sake of knowledge, but to follow it. Number three, let's hasten towards tawbah and not towards sin. Number four, let's not just be around pious people and wonderful books and knowledge for the sake of academic gymnastics, but rather let's be around it to follow them to become the best. Number five, let's reduce our call towards materialism and focus on the aesthetics and beauty of the Quran, Hadith and Sunnah and the hereafter. And number six, let's not turn our backs towards death because it is a reality, and let's focus on the hereafter the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has desired for us to take that into consideration. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.